Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlick.
I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. Thanks for joining me today. Have you ever thought how firemen and women's lives are constantly in danger when they're on duty? And some of the heroic stories that they might have to share, and how their faith comes to play in their everyday lives as fire people. Well, I'm Judy Redlick, and Jeremiah is a firefighter. And I've asked him to come today to share a little bit about his story and some of the things God has been involving him in as he's been a firefighter for over the past years. Jeremiah, welcome to Encounter.
Hello.
So, Jeremiah, why did you decide to become a firefighter? Was it a childhood dream, or what sparked it?
I would say when I was younger, seeing the firefighters come to school and do fire safety training, it sparked it there. And then I took some classes in high school, EMT class, or CPR. Then after that CPR class, I was like, man, I kind of like this. And then I pursued EMT school and then really enjoyed working on an ambulance. And yeah, then I said, what's my next step in pursuing firefighting? And I wanted to get the thrill of putting out fires and running on a fire truck and being a part of a brotherhood.
What are some of the hurdles, Jeremiah, of one that's looking at becoming a firefighter?
The journey, it takes a lot of persistence, hard work. I first started to go to school to get certified as an emergency medical technician and then continued to get my paramedic license. I worked as an EMT paramedic for 8 years. And then towards the end of that 8 years, I finally went into the fire academy and completed that, and that takes roughly about 12 weeks. And I worked hard to find a job as a paramedic firefighter. And that journey, it just takes years to accomplish. You get the experience. And when I was going through that process, it was several hundred people trying to get fire jobs. So then now you have to be patient. You have to interview better. You have to test better than everyone else. And just came down to God calling me to be at LEMA, and I knew that that's where he wanted me to be, and I got on there, and it was a blessing.
What are some of those tests that you've had to go through that have been seemingly impossible?
Yeah, the tests, mostly through the academy, it's very grueling. So when you're there, your day consists of coming in, it's almost military. You come in, you have to hang your stuff up a certain way. You have to dress a certain way. You have to address everyone as sir. And then you get into the physical training aspect. So they want you to be physical. So every morning you do physical training.
Like what kind of training?
Running.
Do you rappel rock? Do you rappel? You know, what kind of things do you do in your training? And then ongoing, as you are in the business of being a fireman, what kind of training do you have to keep doing?
Yeah, and after you finish the academy, and that being one grueling process, then you get on somewhere, and being a firefighter, you have to continue that training. So then you have to attend classes. I just recently did a class, and that's where we...
And what was that?
That was a... rappelling, and what we did was rappel off of or through. We had to cut a hole in the roof of an old mall, and in that mall you have to break through each level of flooring, and you rappel down to each floor. You have to break and breach the concrete, and then you go through that floor. And it's exciting, it's fun training, but it is very grueling, and you have to have your wits about you because of the equipment you're using and the safety aspect of it. But ultimately, all of your things that you've been training for come to each training, and you use those skills to accomplish the task. And so it was really fun to be at a mall and being able to go through the roof down to the second floor, down to the first floor, and you have tasks per each floor. And so it was really exciting.
Wow. So heroic stories. As I've known you, you've come home and shared some pretty faith-challenging stories. Can you share a couple and how the Lord has helped you through them?
Yeah, I would say the biggest one that, and it was exciting too, we had a call where it was for a mother who had given birth, and we got there, and she was in distress, of course, and we were trying to talk to her, but she's holding her baby in a towel in her arms, and she said, "I delivered in the toilet." And so immediately we start to address the baby, and the baby is very pale and white and not breathing, pulseless. Initially you get that shock of, oh man, what do I do? But you just have to go back to your training and your skills, and those kick in. So I said, "Mom, can I take baby?" I took baby out to the ambulance. My partner took care of mom, and I just prayed. I'm like, "God, please help me with this baby." And it was suctioning. They say slap the foot. We kind of do that. And within, I would say, a minute and a half, the baby pinked up, started crying, started breathing. And you just think to yourself, like, God is real. God is good. And there's so many instances that, you know, God's intervention is there. And if it wasn't, would the same outcome have happened?
So you saved that baby's life.
Yes, it was one of my proudest moments, but yet scariest moments.
Any other stories you'd like to share?
Yeah, I can also talk about, we had a large commercial fire, and it was a restaurant, and we were called to it. And as soon as we got there, it was full of thick black smoke. And we were, our job or our assignment was to get to the seat of the fire. We went through a basement side door. It was me and three other people. I had my lieutenant ahead of me. We brought the hose down, and you can't see anything. It's full of smoke. You can't see the person in front of you. You can't see the person behind you. It's just black. And so you're trying to communicate to each other. You can't really hear. There's fire that is starting to roll behind us once we are in the basement, right where the stairs were. And now this fire is rolling. We're spraying water on it. It's doing nothing. It's just continuing to spray, like shooting at us and rolling. And then we started spraying it. And then what they call is an emergency sound, where they blow the horns. And that means everyone needs to get out because it's unsafe. So we heard the horns. We're trying to get out. We can't see. And then I remembered, oh, I have this thermal imaging camera. So I pointed that up, and I could see a cooling spot on there. It reads the temperature of walls and things like that. And so it's like, man, we have to get out of here. This, you know, you're trying to communicate. Nobody's listening. Nobody can hear you. I was able to find that stairwell. And in the midst of that, it's like praying, like, God, please let this be the stairwell. I don't know if this is a stairwell. And then you start feeling, you know, okay, this is the one I believe we came in. And I turn to yell for other people. Hey, come to my voice. Come to my voice. And one firefighter came up. He was disheveled. His helmet was off. He seemed very out of his element, as if something happened where he was afraid he was going to die. And I think we all kind of had that initial thought, like, we may not make it out of here. And he made it to the stairs. I pointed him, hey, just keep going up the stairs. You'll find your way out. And he did. And then another firefighter behind him was hearing my voice, came to my voice. I said, keep going up the stairs. You'll find your way out. And then I was yelling for my lieutenant, like, hey, let's go. We got to get out of here. We got to get out of here. Meanwhile, while all of this is happening, this fire is still blowing. You can't see anything. You can't communicate to who's around you. You're just yelling, hoping they hear you. And finally, the fourth firefighter that was in there with us, he came to the stairs. I said, go up the stairs, go out. And we made it outside. And I remember the one of the guys, he's big, burly. He's not a very emotional guy. He doesn't show his emotions very much. But he came up to me and he said, thank you. And he gave me a hug. He was relieved. He had the face of, you saved my life. And I was like, God had all of this in his hands because we were a little lost in there. And I believe that he guided me and guided them to my voice, and we were able to get out, and we're all alive today.
Wow, it's an amazing story. So how can we as listeners pray for you, firefighter?
I think the things that firefighters see and go through and experience, being away from family and the stress of the job, just praying for peace and joy, and that ultimately it's a field that God and Jesus Christ aren't something that people take seriously. And I think just praying that they see Jesus and they know who he is, and give them that security that no matter what happens, God's going to have their back. He's going to pull them through it, just as he's done many times for me and I'm sure other fellow believers in the fire service.
And how can we pray for spouses of firefighters?
Pray for strength. They have to endure their spouses being away for 2 days, and it can be a struggle for them, and just for strength and peace and joy in the midst of what they have to go through day to day without us.
But with God, all things are possible, right, Jeremiah?
Absolutely, 100%.
Trust in God every day in every situation. I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. Jeremiah, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlick.com or email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlick.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlickspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlick's website, email her at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com.